Hi, welcome to Kingsway Caringbah, a community inspired by love to live differently. We're so glad you're here with us, engaging with God's word and taking your next step toward experiencing God, community and mission in a richer and fuller way. If you'd like to join us at one of our church locations, connect into a small group, make a financial gift, or to discover more about Kingsway, head to kingsway.org.au or download the Kingsway app. Simply search Kingsway Community Church in your app store. We pray that this teaching will inspire you with God's incredible love to live differently.
God, this morning we declare that all we are and all that we have is yours. You are the King, you are our God, you are God Almighty, and we thank you that you are present with us. We thank you, God, that you love us, that you have extended your grace toward us. And God, we look forward to what it is that you are going to say to us this morning through your word, through the power of testimony. So we commit this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat. Good morning. It is good to be together. Thanks, Greg. And really looking forward to part four, I think it is, of our series, Standing Strong, Standing Firm. Today we're going to mix it up and do a little bit different, which I always love to do. And we're going to get a couple of very wonderful people and parts of our community here at Kingsway, Jeff and Robin. They're going to share their story and speak to us this morning and bring an encouragement and a challenge, I'm sure. I have the privilege of being in Life Group with Jeff for probably around 6 years now, or 4 years at least. And it is a lot of wisdom in this man, and it's an absolute privilege to have someone like Jeff that I can call friend, who supports and encourages me through the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful. So it is great. Give them a big welcome as they come to share their stories this morning.
Well, good morning. At the introduction of our series, Stand Firm, Troy asked, what are you standing on? Then what are you standing for, and who are you standing with? Jen gave a real-life example of a weeping lady who came to join with others and seek prayer in a time of need. And Dave also spoke about community last week. Our stories and testimonies today are focused around Ephesians 3, 14 through to 21.
Sorry, I was supposed to have it up on my app, but I'm not very quick.
You look behind you.
Oh, okay, I'll read it from there. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
That's my turn now. I'm just going to do a little bit of sharing either side. I just wanted to say from the outset that the stories I share with you are not about comparing how tough my life is to others, because I'm sure you all have your own tough stories of life. But my purpose today is to testify to the great faithfulness and love of my heavenly dad, and of who he is, and he's a good, good father. And to bring you encouragement and hope, my dear brothers and sisters, and to cheer you on to run the race. And, you know, I love that verse in Hebrews 12:1 that says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, and they're here today even though we can't see them, Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles in this bit, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. And so now I invite you to come with me now as I share some of the challenging times in my life so that you can see how great our God is that we serve. So what have I walked through? Well, my immediate thought straight away was lots. I've had good times and crappy times. And if I can just give a little bit of a background, not for too long. Up until I was married, I lived a fairly protected life. And if we can show the first slide, on a peach orchard near Liverpool, if you would believe that, with my mum, dad and older sister. And these actually aren't peach trees, these are plum trees, but I couldn't find a peach tree one. And that's me and my sister. I'll let you guess which one's me. And ever since I can remember, I went to Sunday school and invited Jesus into my life at the age of 10. And in my first marriage, I was married for 25 years and had four amazing sons. And there begins my first miracle, because we were told we had little or no hope of having children of our own. But we felt before God not to go down the path of IVF, but to trust God in this. And since a little girl, I had a desire to be a mum, and maybe not many people have done this, but I can remember stuffing pillows under my clothes to see what I would look like when I was pregnant. And I love my dolls. That's just to illustrate, I just had such a desire to be a mum. And then I'm going to skip way, way ahead. Then in 1997, after 13 years of marriage, by this time we had four boys. Our third son at the age of three had a near drowning accident in our pool. And it was my eldest son, who was 8 years at the time, who found him in the pool, and he and his dad tried to resuscitate him back to life. It took over 30 minutes to get his heart started, and as a result left him severely brain damaged. And our lives were changed in a moment, and a world I never chose or wanted to enter, but God. And we were told by the doctors at the Children's Hospital that 80% of his brain was damaged and that he wouldn't even qualify for the rehabilitation program at the hospital. He could no longer see or talk, and he cried constantly from the spasms in his body that made his body so stiff like a board. He had to be fed by a nasogastric tube and later a device in his stomach. And so began the journey of regular hospital visits, doctors, physios, occupational therapists, speech pathologists and home care. At the time, I had a 9-year-old, a 6-year-old and a 6-month-old baby that I was still feeding. And it was 24/7 care. And I just want to show you some pictures of Pete. So there's Pete up on when he was well, and that was the next one on this side is when after his accident. And but God, and Psalm 27:13 says, I would have despaired unless I had believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And you might ask, how did I walk through this? Well, firstly, it was God's amazing grace to see me through each day. And sometimes it was just step by step in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. And secondly, his amazing presence. And it sounds strange. It was one of the hardest times in my life, but it was one of the sweetest times in my life. And if I can just give an example, when we came home from hospital, and it was 4 days after his accidents, and were told that there was little or no hope, I remember singing that night the song, I exalt thee, O Lord. And when I sang that song, the power and presence of Jesus just filled that room and enveloped me. I'll never forget it. I've never felt so tangibly the presence of God. And what was another thing that saw us through as a family was the prayers and the love showed in action by my dear church family, and the weekly prayer meetings in our home to pray for Peter's healing. And it was only a small group of people, but I knew they were there for the long haul. No matter how long it took, they were going to be there each week, and that just, they were like the Aarons and the Hers holding up our hands.
So, Troy, thanks. Yeah. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady until sunset. So Moses was not standing alone. He was standing firm in community, and he was gaining strength from others.
And I learnt in those times what it meant to love when you get nothing back, to not see with my eyes, but to love my little boy who was somewhere locked away under the monster of his disabilities. And fourthly, just how did I get through this time? The amazing provision of God. And I'll just tell you one little example. There were so many. God provided doctors and nurses are at the forefront of their field. And I would chat with other parents in the children's hospital, and they would ask me, how did you get such and such a doctor? I've been trying for years to get them, you know, but God, he placed them in our lap. And so where was God in all of that? So close, weeping with me. And oh, how I cried. Take me out of this. It's too much to bear to see my little boy in such pain. But God, he strengthened me. And I look back on those times as some of the sweetest moments in my life, where all my securities and props were either taken away or meant nothing. It was just me and my God. And at the age of 9, 6.5 years later, God called Peter home. The king, we put on his plaque, the King of Love sent for him. And yes, now he is healed. And the night he passed away in our home, and that was another beautiful thing, that he was in our home, in our family. I had a picture of Peter running in heaven and playing hide and seek with Jesus in such beautiful long swaying grass. And Peter would dive down in the sea of grass, and Jesus was playing with him, diving down too. You know, such fun together, so joyful. And that was just a beautiful picture I had. And now I hand it over to Jeff.
So again, some background. My story of standing firm started in 2002. We were a normal Christian family, whatever that means. For us, married, 3 kids, active in our local church. I had stepped back a few years earlier from a high-stress corporate role where I was working 50, 60 hours a week to a job closer to home where I could achieve a better work-life balance and enjoy being with my family. Then in one fortnight, literally as I was heading off on a mission trip to China, I lost my job and then came home to a confirmation that my first wife, Sonia, had breast cancer. We then entered the crazy world that anyone who's been touched by cancer knows, of being told by so many well-meaning people of what we should do, to be contradicted by others, and trying to find what was our path to walk. At the time, Sonia had been studying at Bible college, learning some theory, but as she put it, she was now on prac. When we were dealing with life's struggles, she used to wonder, what is God preparing us for? It must be good. I'll come back to that point later. During and since these times, we all, each in our own ways, have struggled with depression. Now, I need to say that if you went to a doctor and described our family situation at the time, the doctor would say, there's something wrong with you if you are not depressed. The challenge is to process these things in a healthy way rather than unhealthy ways. I felt like Job, being attacked. But God had other plans. Is he the devil? If he takes away my wife, going home from hospital, not knowing if she'll be alive in the morning, but God, I'll still trust you. I have to say here that I don't believe Sonia's cancer was an attack of the devil, contrary to what some well-meaning people said to us. But if as a result of the cancer I had cursed God, then that is. If he takes away my job, going on leave for a mission trip, of all things, and receiving a call at 5:30 on a Friday night to tell me when I get back, I won't have a job. But God, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. If he takes away my child, going to sleep not knowing if they'll be alive in the morning. But God always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. If he takes away my health, twice I've been in an ambulance in hospital ICU being blissfully unaware of how concerned the doctors were. I was dealing with others who were wondering if I will be alive in the morning. But God, I'll still trust you. And for what it's worth, I should point out that neither of those health incidents had anything to do with the snow or snowboarding. For a change. But sometimes it takes these things, as important as they are, to be stripped away to realise I am who you say I am, God's beloved child.
Standing, even though I'm told it's almost impossible for me to have children. Standing, just, even though my dear Peter had a drowning accident and is severely brain damaged. Standing, even though my Christian husband is abusing me and the boys. Standing, when my heavenly Father calls Peter home at the age of 9. Standing, when after 25 years of marriage I have to leave because of domestic violence. Standing, just, as a single mum with 3 hurting teenagers with no home. Standing, just, when my eldest son has his first, second, third and fourth episode and has to be scheduled and living with the craziness of life with a mental illness. Then standing very tall at 159 centimetres when God places in my lap a loving, kind and wise man, Jeff Thompson, my silver fox. And we begin our new life together in the Shire, a place so different I needed a passport for entry. And so different from the Southwest, yet God had a place and has a purpose for me here. God the Restorer, God who does exceedingly abundantly. And this verse, if we can put this one up. Then I will give her her vineyards from there, and the valley of disaster as a door of hope. And she will sing there as in the days of her youth, as in the days when she came up from the land of Egypt.
So, going back to my... Thank you. So, going back to my earlier comments, but God, so what is all this for? What have I learnt and how do I stand firm? I think what God is preparing us for is life, to be lived and loved today, tomorrow and the next day, to be shining a bit of heaven on earth with God. I have learnt in all things to be thankful, said Paul in prison. Now being thankful is easy in easy times, but tough in tough times. But being grateful for the tough times, surrounding yourself with people to walk with you through these times. Again, we were created to be in community. I can't do this life without you. But you might say, my God shall supply all my needs. Well, that's true. He supplies them through the people around you. I've learned to change my approach. I don't spend time trying to find the silver lining. With God, be anxious for nothing. I'm thankful for the silver lining and the cloud. I've learned to be present in each moment, not surviving for one day when I can ask God a bunch of questions, but to be present with God and to see God in my everyday life. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
Jen, in her talk earlier this month, gave reference to a weeping woman who came into the church for prayer for her son and how God provided within 4 days of losing his last job, a job so much better. Well, I'm the weeping woman. It may seem strange that a woman was crying over the loss of her son's job. Many, I'm sure, have lost jobs in their lifetime. But this was a culmination of 10 years of heartache, disappointments and devastation. Since my son left the heights of school captain at his school and receiving the honour of getting his major work for design and technology into the Powerhouse Museum, and such a hopeful future before him, and it was devoured by family violence in many ways over those 10 years and bipolar diagnosis. So as a result, many casual jobs, many abusive bosses, each time a blow to his self-confidence. So I was believing this year, 2018, as the year of breakthrough. So when he got his very first full-time job after this year, I was so excited, and after 6 weeks, he was terminated. So I was just absolutely devastated, to be honest, thinking, God, I thought this was the year of breakthrough. What's happening here? So the weeping woman came to Kingsway one Monday morning, and I was desperate for a hug and needing the prayers of my dear brothers and sisters. And Jeff at the time was away, so he wasn't able to hug me, so I had to come here. Not had to. I came here, which was God's plan. And yes, the Aarons and the Hers here again to hold my hands up. And they were the ones, to be honest, who had the faith to believe. And they prayed for a job straight away. And one of the team said unknowingly, but quite prophetically at the time, maybe God has a job so much better for him. And that was the case. A job so close to his passion, designing in landscape architecture. And again, I wept, but with utter thankfulness and joy this time. And it was like a 10-year journey of crying before God, and then this was the year of breakthrough and so close to his heart. And so I did feel like Mary, my soul magnifies the Lord. And again, my God of the exceedingly abundant, beyond all we could ask or think or imagine, and the God, our God, who restores.
So that's our story of our lives individually and together and how we've learnt and grown. And so in some ways from but God, I know his promises, I know his characters, his character. I know some of his characters too. But to with God, to feel his smile and to see heaven on earth. And as we grow to fully understand this and what God has done for us and what he wants for us, individually and together, we realise the importance of the words, what can I say?
And what can I do?
But offer this heart, O God, completely to you.
Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today. We pray that you would go from here, fully aware of God's presence with you, to show his love, grace, and kindness to the world around you. If you have a story to share of how you've been inspired by God's love and the impact he has made in your life this week or the lives of others around you, we would love to hear from you. Simply email us at mystory@kingsway.org.au. We'd love to celebrate what God is doing in your life and be encouraged by your faith. Thanks again for being with us today. We cannot wait to connect again with you soon.